All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, the New York Knicks came into the 2016 NBA draft not owning a draft pick, and that led team president Phil Jackson to go out there and be creative. Now, that creativity was on display yesterday when the Knicks acquired former NBA MVP and point guard Derrick Rose from the Chicago Bulls. Now, along with Rose, the Knicks will take the Bulls' second-round pick in 2017 along with guard Justin Holiday. And the Knicks are sending center Robin Lopez, guard Jose Calderon, and guard Jerian Grant to the Windy City. Now, you look at this move right here, and for me, it's a bit of a head-scratcher. I mean, you look at Rose several years ago. This was a guy that was hands down one of the best players in the NBA, but knee injuries have really robbed him of that. And I mean knee injuries, and I'm saying this to both knees. He does not have the explosiveness that he once did in his NBA career. I mean, this is a guy that is just 27 years of age right now, but you go back to the past few years, Derrick Rose has never played all 82 games in one season. That's first and foremost. But right now, you look at the 2013-2014 NBA season, Rose only played in 10 games. Then you go back to the 2014-2015 NBA season, Rose only played in 51 games. This past year, he played in 66 games. But ever since he was the NBA's MVP back in 2011, when he averaged 25 points and nearly 8 assists per contest, his numbers have dipped dramatically in each year. This past year with the Bulls, Rose averaged just 16.4 points per game along with 4.7 assists. And now the Knicks are bringing him in because they feel like they need a point guard to operate this system. I mean, Jeff Hornacek is the team's new head coach. He was not a triangle offense aficionado like Phil Jackson coveted. I think this was a move that was pushed more by team owner James Dolan. But you look at it right now, and the Knicks are getting damaged goods. And it's a typical New York Knicks trade because they're getting a guy a few years too late. Now, you're going to have your point guard out there in Derrick Rose, who has two bad knees. You have your small forward and your best player in Carmelo Anthony, and he also has a bad knee as well. So you look at this, and this trade is going to sell tickets. I'll give you that. But it's not going to be a trade that's simply going to make the Knicks into contenders. It will help them improve in the win column somewhat. They went 32-50 this past season, but the Knicks are still a go-nowhere franchise. This, like I said before, this is a typical Knicks move. They get a guy a few years too late, and on top of that, he has a bevy of injuries that he is bringing with him to the Big Apple. You look at a guy like Phil Jackson, 11 NBA championships as a head coach and of course, two as a player. But you look at him right now, I looked at his press conference today announcing the trade for Derrick Rose, and Phil Jackson simply looks like a defeated man. He came to the Knicks looking to add the final chapter to his Hall of Fame resume and show that he could do it and he could build a team from the front office. But he has come to New York and he has realized that it is much more difficult than he expected. This Rose trade, I really expect it to be a disaster. It's not going to do anything to make the Knicks into a contender. And if Derrick Rose appears in 65 games this year for the Knicks, I will be extremely surprised. So just sit back and see how this blows up in the Knicks' faces, just like most of their moves typically do. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are the single A affiliate of the New York Mets. You can catch all of the excitement this summer out at MCU Park in Coney Island. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.